When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on a Football Friday. Going to get into Giants Commanders. John Feinstein just said that he felt like it could be a trap game for Washington. Little Hail Mary hangover, if you will. Facing a Giants team that they beat by a field goal in the first game. I was reading something from Giants Wire. And the article was titled, Reasons for Optimism in Week 9 for the New York Giants. Now, first, they hearkened back to the last game, which was 21-18, and they didn't have their kicker, Graham Gano. So they scored three touchdowns, and they went for two, I think, on all of them except for one, right? I feel like they let the punter try one kick, and he missed an extra point, if I recall. And then they went for two, but they didn't convert any of them. So the three reasons that they have that the Giants should be optimistic are, number one, they say it's a favorable matchup. They say New York's offense has struggled over the last 3 weeks, but they scored three offensive touchdowns against Washington, something that they've only done twice. Number two, we talked about this earlier when EB was leading Hit the Skins, their red zone defense. Say, bad news is Commanders had their way getting down the field at will, but the red zone defense shut them down, and the Commanders are just 24th in the league in red zone offense. And number three is just their pass rush, that their pass rush has been playing at a historic level. They lead the league with 35 sacks, sack rate of 13.31%. They've got the sack leader in their nose tackle, Dexter Lawrence. Last week, Jaden Daniels, well, not last week, the first matchup, Jaden Daniels sacked five times, so they believe they can get to the quarterback. Do you believe this is a trap game? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, or do you think Washington should roll against an inferior opponent that has won just twice this year and doesn't score much?
I don't know if they'll roll. I don't know if they're going to win 31-10. I think it'll be closer than a lot of people might think. But I think that Dan Quinn and Kingsbury and the rest of the coaching staffs, Joe Witt, they will have this team focused, even though last week was such a high.
I don't think you're going to see them come out flat.
It could be a lower scoring, tighter game, but I think they'll win the game. Because I think that Dan Quinn and especially the veterans on the defense, the Bobby Wagners of the world, they know how big division games are.
Both teams are bad at stopping the run. They're basically a yard apart. Mm-hmm. And I'll lean on the team with the better rushing attack, and that's clearly the Commanders. Now, Jaden Daniels isn't 100%, so I would guess, I think if the hamstring doesn't flare up for Brian Robinson, I think it's a big B-Rob game. I think this is a game where he gets 18 to 20 carries. They try to lean on him, try to keep the Giants off the field in that aspect.
Well, if Tyrone Tracy and Singletary are both available,
yeah,
and Singletary is, but if Tracy... That's a pretty good tandem.
It's a viable group, but I still give the Commanders...
I mean, I'd put them up there with B-Rob and Eckler.
But I think the wild card is Jaden.
Of course.
Because he can go out and rush for 75 yards, and I guess Daniel Jones can do that. I don't know if he will do that against the Commanders' defense. Mm-hmm. So I give the lean there, rushing attack to the Commanders.
I mean, I think we're a better team, but I don't think it's a trap game. I just think it's going to be a tough game. Like, and I don't think that our guys are necessarily going to fall prey to a so-called trap game, because I do think maybe for the first time in a long time, we got a bunch of guys in there that take it seriously. They're not jaded. They don't care about the camera attention. I know Jaden's that way. I know Bobby Wagner's that way. I don't think Frankie Louvu cares about any of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I just think it's a veteran team that's aware of the trap possibilities.
Sure.
But I just think it's going to be a tough game. We got two kind of mediocre against the run defenses. I do think that our rushing attack is probably better on the whole, especially with Jaden. But who's going to cover Malik Nabers? They targeted him 18 times last time.
I mean, I don't know.
I'd put Sanders still on him.
Maybe.
Or maybe they double him a little bit.
You just know that if Nabers is healthy and is out there for the whole game, he's going to get his. He's going to have like 8 or 10 catches. Like,
right.
That's the sort of impact that he's going to have. Here's where the Commanders do have a big edge on the Giants. Turnover differential. They're +4. The Giants are -3. So it could come down to if the Commanders take care of the ball, they should be able to, I don't want to say eke out a win, but get a win on the road.
They don't force many turnovers, though. A lot of the reason that turnover differential is so great is because Jaden doesn't turn it over.
But that's fine. I don't care how it happens. They've gotten to a +4, and the Giants are bad at keeping the ball.
But we are trending in the right direction.
Commanders.
We're starting to create some turnovers. Not a lot, but we're starting to create some in the last few games. And I do think that I watched Joe Witt's presser this week, and he talked about how, you know, every week he talks about, and a lot of guys talk about, communication, and how well they communicated on defense. They were basically flawless last week. And that's why, really, the only one big play that was kind of disappointing was the Swift play. And that wasn't a miscommunication. That was just a guy didn't set the edge right or whatever the hell happened there.
And Swift is quick.
Yeah, and he just, you know, he got away from him.
Yeah.
But as far as communication, I also thought this was interesting that everyone talks about Jaden being there every day, all the time, early, you know. They say Bobby Wagner's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Wagner's there on his off day, all day. The coaches come in and have meetings with him. And then Wagner has the linebackers come in on their off day, and they spend a few hours coaching film. They trust him so much. He's literally a player coach that Witt said, hey, if I'm not getting the call in quick enough, you just make it. And 4 times he made it by himself. And he said, I trust him completely.
Yeah.
And he made the right call.
He'll
all
be
4
a coach.
Times.
He'll be a defensive coordinator down the road somewhere.
Yeah.
If he wants to be.
If he wants to be, yeah.
800-636-1067. We'll take your calls here momentarily. This is a very simplistic take, but I kind of believe in it. Washington's averaging 29.5 points per game. That's third in the NFL. And if you actually break it down, you know, EB says, and I agree with him to some extent, that Kingsbury kind of figured it out in the middle of game 2, a lot of sideways passing in the first game.
Kind of,
and then
he
kind of unleashed the offense. If you eliminate the first 2 games, they're actually averaging 32.5 points per game in the
last
6.
Even with the dud last week.
Even with the dud of 18 points, because they ripped off 38, 42, 34, 23, 40, 18.
Right.
That's the last 6 games. Cakes mentioned this before. The Giants score 14.6 points per game. You're basically scoring double what the Giants do every week. Now, it's a division game, and they played the 3 points.
But if you have no one that can cover Nabers, and they don't appear to have anybody there,
they've
or
had
a
Nabers.
Scheme.
I know he missed a game or two. They've had Nabers the whole season.
Yeah,
they
but other
score.
Teams are probably better in their secondary.
They don't score.
Okay, but
to be fair, he did miss one game with a concussion.
That's what I said.
I think it was one.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe other teams have better corners.
I think Washington's got too much offense. And that's why I think they'll roll to an extent. The definition of roll, I don't know. But I feel like it should be a comfortable win for Washington. Let's go to the phones.
All right. Let me see here. Let's go to Eric in Lanham. It's your hood there, Lurch.
That's right.
Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, junkies?
What's
my
up,
first time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, I don't think this is a trap game for us. I feel like they said we had plenty of trap games because they wasn't expecting this much firepower from us. So nah, I don't see this as a trap game. They said the Bengals was a trap game, and they said we had plenty of trap games, man. I'm not worried about the Giants.
All right, so you think it's going to be an easy win or tight?
Easy win. I say over a touchdown or more.
All right.
I hope that's the case. What's going
to? I would like to know how the Bengals were. Was a trap.
I don't know. Nobody really expected the Commanders to go on the road and beat them.
Maybe. Was he saying it was a trap game for the Bengals?
Well, if it was, then that came to
fruition.
So maybe
he's saying it was a trap game for the Bengals, and so he's saying you're not getting credit for it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's saying. Everybody was saying the Bengals game was a trap game.
He didn't mean
it. Couldn't mean for us.
Yeah.
It was a trap game for them, and so people didn't want to give us credit.
He said everything was a trap game for us.
I don't know. All right,
by the way, there's controversy brewing between Brian Daboll and Deontay Banks, the Terp cornerback. He was benched in the game against the Steelers. So maybe if he's out there covering Terry, he's kind of a volatile guy. Like Terry, I think he and Terry have gone back and forth. Banks has had some stuff he's done on Instagram where he's like kind of killed the Commanders for not drafting him. I think that could be a good subplot for the game. Like if Deontay Banks like does something stupid, Terry McLaurin does like a double move on him for a long touchdown, like There could be some fireworks.
Remind me what the back and forth was. What's the background on the Daboll Deontay Banks?
Well, he benched him for, I think, not hustling on a play, like trying to tackle Jalen Hurts in the Eagles game, and also with Najee Harris, he couldn't chase him down. Mm-hmm. So he benched him in that game in favor of former Commander Greg Stroman, I believe. Mm-hmm. That name's kind of stuck in my brain.
All right, let's go to David in Fredericksburg. Hey, David, what's up, buddy?
Hey, EB, Jones, how y'all doing? I'd like to get you excommunicated from the Redskin Church.
Why?
Like you want to have? I'll give you three reasons.
Right.
You can even make it the poll of the day. You want me to start with number one or number three?
Whatever you want, buddy.
I'll
see how long you last here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll see. You said the Redskins were deadskins in the 70s. We went to the Super Bowl in 1972. We went to the playoffs 6 years in the 1970s. You said you want to get rid of the number two. You want to get rid of the "We Want Dallas" chant. I was at the stadium when we did that. The next when we played Dallas.
When did I say that? Years ago. I mean, you're really
last week. No.
Did I say that? You remember that?
Couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you mean like saying that this? Oh, you mean like saying that this year? Yeah, I don't want to taunt. Listen, I don't want to taunt anybody.
Oh, come on, you're not a Redskins fan.
Come on.
If you want to get rid of the "We Want Dallas," are you kidding me?
I just don't want to taunt any potential opponent.
Come on, you're not a Redskins fan then. We Want Dallas. There were shirts out. You talk about a shirt. Everyone had "We Want Dallas" shirts. You're not a Redskins fan. Mm-hmm. Here's the number one, EB.
Right, I want to hear this one.
Two, when Dallas played Giants on Thursday night, you said, and I quote, "Cakes, who do I root for in this game? Dallas or Giants?" You're not a Redskins fan if you're asking that question. Hey, JP, make that the poll of the day.
He's calling out
his fan.
He's saying that. Hold on. I don't even understand why that's funny. No. He's saying that because you always root against Dallas?
He's saying you shouldn't root for. I think he's saying you shouldn't root for either of those teams.
Well, I think both of them are kind of. I look at them equally. Sorry.
No, you're not a Redskins fan then. Your two favorite teams should be the Redskins and whoever's playing Dallas.
I guess I don't think that
way. Well, then you're not a Redskins fan.
No. I'm just not stupid like you.
Oh, here we go.
Not one-dimensional like you.
Oh, I'm one-dimensional. You're the one that walked by my grandson at the Nats game when you had your friend, your cousin Vinny, and your other cousin Vinny sitting with you and D. And he asked for an autograph, and you walked by. D's like, "Eric?" And you just kept walking.
So I'm sure I didn't see it.
He's got terrible hearing, so he probably didn't hear him.
James Wood was getting ready to bat, he left the game. He went there to see James Wood bat.
Right.
And he walked by me, and I said, "Hey, Woods is coming up." He ignored me. My grandson said, "Hey, how about an autograph, EB?" Kept walking.
Do you remember?
This is a personal thing.
Yeah. Do you think, honestly?
Yes, he remembers. Yes.
Yeah. No, hold on. Hold on, David, just slow down for a second.
Cousin Vinny and his other cousin Vinny.
Do you think I honestly blew off his grandkid? Do you think that there's a planet?
Probably not.
So you think he actually heard him?
Where that would occur?
So you think Bickle heard him?
He held out his shirt, the James Wood shirt that you thought you were too good to get at the front gate.
Yeah,
they were giving away James Wood shirts, and you said, "I don't need one of them." He held it out with the sharpie and said, "This guy's got
you down." Go ahead. And you think I... Go ahead.
He said, Eric.
Do you remember that at all?
No. Oh. Zero.
He doesn't remember. I don't know if he's lying.
I missed James Woods' first at bat. I remember.
Because I think I went back and got food.
Eric.
Because it was packed. And we came in there. Yeah. The whole deal was I wanted to show them and get them food. I know. I did. I talked about it on air. I missed his first at bat because we were out there. We were drinking at Circa. And then we went over there to get the free meal and the friggin' sweet thingy. Whatever that's called.
What's it's that? A terror club.
You
it's
went
very
to the
fancy.
Game to watch James Woods.
I went to the game to hang out with my friends.
Vinny and Vinny.
It so happened.
Cousin Vinny and other cousin Vinny.
Yeah, it so happened to be James Woods' debut.
Did you sit next to Vinny and Vinny?
All right.
Did you sit next to
him? No, he did.
Oh.
Man, this guy's got all of your moves.
I don't know. I don't remember exactly who I sat next to.
Oh, come on. You were on your phone.
Come on. He's
sitting there entertaining the two guys. She entertained me walking up the steps. She looked very good in those khakis.
Honestly,
that's a compliment.
I just want to say this for the record. There's a 0.0% chance I blew off a little kid that wanted attention.
Were you drunk?
No.
EB, he was sitting on the aisle. I said, that's Eric Fickle. EB from the joke. I know him. I said, get your Sharpie. And he grabbed the Sharpie.
He's lying. This is not a real thing. I mean, I'm just telling you it's not a real thing.
Hey, did he ask your grandson to polish his World Series ring?
He said, EB, how about an autograph? And he's sitting right on the aisle.
Yeah.
You walked right by him.
I don't think I was sitting on the aisle.
Here's where I'll defend EB that maybe he just didn't hear your grandson.
I mean, there's just no chance.
He would not sign his promo shirt.
Right. Are you kidding?
Are you that big of a jerk or you'd blow someone
Eric.
Off?
Do you think that's true?
I don't know. I didn't think about that about you until today.
All right. I might vaguely remember him saying something to me as I was walking back and forth.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't remember any kid coming up to me for a thing.
Here's another angle. EB's not a very good listener. So your grandson may have said something to him, and he just didn't hear him.
I mean, do you think that there's a chance?
But if you heard him, you would have signed his shirt.
Do you think? Have you ever seen me blow off a little kid?
Not to my knowledge.
A ball of kids.
He said to you, Eric, you look back at her, and she pointed, and you kept walking.
I don't know what she was pointing at then. I probably thought she was just bugging me like she always bugs me.
Well, she didn't buck me in them khakis she was wearing.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Look at this guy.
Man, he's all over the place.
He's got designs on your wife.
All right.
Peace and love.
All right. Thank you, David. Hey, whatever.
Thank you guys. Eric, you're not a Skins fan.
Okay. All right. Hey,
send fan mail to any address that you have.
Bed.
Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October.
After 31st of October.
Can
we get Dion next segment?
She doesn't like to come on the air. Ask her off air. You can talk for her.
Why don't you text her?
You can talk
by
for
proxy,
her. You know
by
saying?
Proxy.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I mean, it like by proxy. That's what I mean. You ask her the question, you respond.
All right.
You know what I mean? Ask her if she remembers me blowing off some kid. It's like it's never happened.
I want to ask her about them khakis.
I don't even know what she's talking about.
All right, we got the lines locked and loaded. We'll come back, take more of your calls. What do you think happens on Sunday in the Commanders-Giants matchup? Are you afraid it's a trap game for Washington?
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.